From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
2 years ago, Pat Tillman left the Cardinals to join the United States Army, where he became a member of the elite Ranger unit. Pat served in Iraq, and he was on another mission in Afghanistan when his unit came under attack.
A lot of times in football, the analogies with war are kind of thrown around freely, and on a day like today, you kind of see how hollow those ring.
We don't want the remains of our service members who have made the ultimate sacrifice to be the subject of any kind of attention that is unwarranted or undignified.
I've always thought it was that war should not be sanitized and airbrushed. You know, I think people should see what the real results of war are. So that's why I think it's important in this particular case that these images be published.
Secretary of Defense Rumsfeld says to Prince Bandar, you can take this to the bank. This is going to happen. The Vice President, who's at the meeting, says, when we start, not if, but when we start, Saddam is toast. And then Condi Rice said, you better call Colin in and tell him, and there was this 12-minute meeting.
I was intimately familiar with those deployment plans. I worked on them. I was consulted on them. They were presented to the National Security Council. I was present whenever these plans were presented. So first, the suggestion that somehow a plan was presented to Prince Bandar that I was not familiar with is just flat wrong. It was wrong.
I was a secondary school student. I was told that they would fail me if I didn't enroll in the party. There are so many Ba'athists who are honest people who just want the best for the country.
Many Iraqis have complained to me that the Ba'athification policy has been applied unevenly and unjustly. I've looked into these complaints, and they are legitimate.
This is the biggest mistake and will cause a lot of problems. You know the black history of the Ba'ath Party.